This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on Sports Radio AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of Super Sunday weekend here on the SoCal Restaurant Show. But the better news is we're going to be right back with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And I'm really excited. Team USA that last month competed in the Bocuse d'Or International Culinary Competition. Both the lead chef and his commis are going to be with us on the show talking about that experience of competing in Lyon. Pretty exciting. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. And at this point, I am always happy to welcome back my colleague and co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the recently opened Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach. Chef Andrew, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be back. Thank you.
And Chef Andrew, it's been, well, I don't know when it isn't a busy week for you, but congratulations. The Orange County Register has discovered Calico Fish House and wrote a very wonderful article about what you're doing and what the background is. And in the online version, there are a lot of very sexy images of some of the food that you have. I guess the photographer picked up that lobster is kind of a good way to go. What do you think?
For sure. And those are great photos. Phenomenal photography by the OC Register.
Again, Chef Andrew, if that doesn't motivate people to get in that might be on the fence, I'm not sure there's a pulse there.
Well, you know, we have different avenues through which we can motivate people, but that's certainly one of them. You're right.
Well, Chef Andrew, you're always good at the visuals. Now, one thing the article mentioned that we might want to clue our listeners into is you're soon going to have expanded morning hours and something like a lobster breakfast burrito. Before we move on, you got to fill us in on that.
Oh, yeah, lobster breakfast burrito, 10 slices of bacon, a whole lobster in there, eggs, melted cheese, the best of the best.
So will that be a seven-day-a-week situation, and how much earlier will you be opening when you embark on that great adventure, I believe, in a couple of weeks?
Well, it'll be 2 weeks we're going to be opening for brunch. That'll just be Saturday and Sunday starting at 9 a.m., so only 2 days a week.
Chef Andrew, considering the number of hours that you're open at this point, I think that is ambitious, but good to have the specifics there because, of course, seafood brunch on the weekends, that's definitely a good way to go. And, nothing says it better than lobster and bacon. So I'm with you there. Chef Andrew, on a little bit more of a serious note, we don't like to tell our listeners we told you so, but several years ago, you were making the observation about some of these plant-based fake meats that are in national distribution from two very large companies that we don't need to name. You made the point that, we understand all of that, but do you realize that, these fake meats are highly processed, and just because they're plant-based doesn't necessarily mean they're good for you. And, we didn't want to hit people over the head, but it's a point that you made. And you have a form to be able to do that because you have experienced with a plant-based restaurant called Butterleaf that didn't use any of these sorts of things. I mean, you had to work a lot harder because you had to create these recipes yourself. But you proved the concept that this food could be tasty even for non-vegans. So, tell us a little bit more about what your observations are that this one particular company, not too surprisingly, now is faced with declining sales and has actually had a round of layoffs.
I think that there was an excitement about this because they thought that it was going to taste, look, feel like meat, so everyone kind of jumped on the bandwagon and wanted to try it. It's novelty. you know, the quote financial sustainability of these products, I think, are in question now. They've seen declining sales because there's a lot more research out now that shows how bad processed foods are, specifically those with, that are just chock full of seed oils. You know, we know that seed oils are full of omega-6 fatty acids. Those lead to an imbalance where you've got huge amounts of sixes versus threes, and you, you know, that results in inflammation, which is an underlying cause of so many other problems, hypertension, diabetes, you name it. So many ingredients you can't even pronounce in these processed meats that, or fake meats, that I think that the health element now is really coming to the forefront, and that's what's leading to a massive decline in sales.
Very well presented. And, you know, Chef Andrew, in all honesty, the Impossible Burger is tasty, but there's another way to go at it. And when you had Butterleaf, you had an absolutely delicious, juicy burger that was on the menu. Tell us a little bit about the flavor profile of that and the fact that you created that patty from scratch, as I recall.
Yeah, we used black beans and quinoa and a lot of fresh vegetables that were full of moisture, the natural moisture in vegetables, and then nutritional yeast, which is a really great form of kind of that cheese-like umami flavor that's really good for you, ton of vitamins, vitamin B. It's naturally occurring. That's all you need to do, and then cook it properly, and there you've got yourself a plant-based burger, and you can top it with all the same accoutrements and all those great sauces. Just doesn't have the meat in there. We weren't trying to emulate meat. We were just trying to create a burger-like alternative with the same nutritional profile and flavors.
But again, the underlying theme here, Chef Andrew, is, you know, you told me going back several years, you know, you're not a vegetarian yourself. It's important that the food tastes good. So in terms of Butterleaf, it was all done correctly. It was healthy. It was not using overly processed ingredients, but the food was really tasty. And a non-vegan, a non-vegetarian could order from your menu and still enjoy it. Why isn't that more widely understood? I'm puzzled.
Yeah, I don't, you know, that's a great question. You know, I think that there's a lack of celebration of vegetables and legumes and some of these other non-meat alternatives. And it's not because we're trying to say we're cutting meat out of our diet. It's just that let's diversify and let's celebrate some of the other items. I mean, you know, I am an evangelist for what Melissa's Produce does. And they introduced me to so many different fun vegetables outside of kind of that top five commodity type vegetables. And once I started diving in and realizing how complex and tasty, delicious, and versatile they were when it comes from a culinary perspective, it's like, hey, let's celebrate this. We can keep eating meat here, but let's certainly celebrate this a little bit more, which overall we know is also good for the diet. But even beyond the health piece, it's the culinary versatility, diversifying that culinary portfolio with different types of flavors.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do want to mention in closing that, you know, you have a pretty wicked, decadent burger that is on the menu at Calico Fish House. So you definitely give equal representation to both. Chef Andrew, we'll leave it there and pick up the conversation next weekend. Thank you. And looking forward to that lobster burrito. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the tohok to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. My thanks to Robin here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. We're right back here with you next week. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Doctors in the Dugout with Alan Beyer, MD, and Jonathan Kaplan, MD, takes the field next. You can be sure they're talking about the big game tomorrow. Dine well and be safe.